I am Afif.
I am Amal.
I am Hassan.
And I am Mamdouh. And this is the first of two cassettes to help you learn to speak simple Arabic.
We'll start in a moment with a guide to our pronunciation and the script we've used in the booklet. Then we've got a number of other things.
6 short Arabic lessons corresponding to the chapters of the booklet.
Answers to the exercises in the book.
Spoken exercises for you to take part in.
And at the end of cassette 2, spoken answers to the test in the booklet, so you can see whether you can get by in Arabic. But before anything else, the sounds of Arabic. This section is to help you become familiar with our pronunciation and the writing system we have used in the booklet.
All the words we are going to use are on page 12 of the book.
And we will leave pauses for you to repeat them all.
If you like, you could turn off the cassette now and read the pronunciation guide first.
The long vowels. Try the sounds we represent with a double A. Hat. Hat.
Double I. Mean. Mean.
Double O. Yum. Yum.
Double E. Fein. Fein.
W. Noor. Noor. Once more. Hat.
Mean.
Yom.
Fein.
Noor. The long A vowel changes if one of the so-called thick consonants comes next to it.
The thick consonants are STD and Z, written in our book with capitals.
Remember to make the lips and tongue lax and loose for the thick consonants. Try these pairs, first with the ordinary and then with the thick consonants.
Sam. Sam.
Tab. Tab.
Danny. Donny.
Zahir. Zahir.
Now, some words with the Arabic R, very like the Scottish or Italian or Spanish R, slightly rolled. Ragel. Ragel. Bareed. Bareed. Kart. Kart.
Now the soft K sound that we write with a KH underlined. It's like the last sound in the Scottish word loch. Khubz. Khubz.
Khalid. Khalid.
Sukhna. Sukhna.
And the soft G sound which we write with a GH underlined.
Ghali. Ghali.
Baghdad. Baghdad.
غني غني.
Now the sound like a guttural K, which we write with Q, is made right at the back of the throat. قاسم قاسم.
القاهرة القاهرة.
قرية قرية.
Notice the difference between the ordinary K and the more guttural one.
كلب قلب.
كام قام.
Now the sound we represent with a capital H. It's like breathing out heavily. حال
حال.
حساب
حساب.
أحمد
أحمد.
Try and make the difference between that and the ordinary English H, which we write with a small h.
هل حال.
هد حد. The cockney glottal stop, as in bottle, is a common sound in Arabic. We show it with an apostrophe.
أهوى أهوى. بقشيش بقشيش.
لا لا.
Now here is one sound for which we've used an Arabic letter. Try using the muscles right at the back of the throat. على على.
عاوز عاوز.
سعيد سعيد.
Note the difference between these two sounds. First the glottal stop, then the Arabic symbol.
أمل عمل.
مقاس معاد.
آل عال. Consonants may be long as well as vowels. In these words, try and hold on to the long consonants.
Two T's. ستة.
Two D's. اديني.
Two N's. النور.
Two capital T's. الطالب.
Two S's, السنة.
Two S's underlined, الشنطة. Where to stress a word? Usually the last vowel but one is stressed, but if the last vowel is long, it is stressed. Notice the difference between these pairs of words.
مهندس مهندسة.
اتفضل اتفضلي.
طالب طالبة.
كويس كويسة.
صغير صغيرة.
كلم كلمي. And that's the end of this introduction to Arabic pronunciation.
Goodbye in Arabic, Unit 1. Hello, I am Hassan Abu Layla.
I am Afaf Galal.
I am Mamdouh Ashour.
And I am Amal Abdel Ghani.
Here's all that in Arabic. Ahlan, Ana Hassan Abu Layla.
Ana Afaf Galal.
Ana Mamdouh Ashour.
Wa Ana Amal Abdel Ghani.
This first unit is all about hellos and goodbyes.
Saying who you are and how you are.
Saying where you're from.
And saying what you do for a living.
And you've already started to say I, it's Anna.
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 Which also means I am. So you can say your name.
Anna John Smith.
Anna Janet Brown.
Anna Bill Black.
But before anything else, here are the key expressions on page 13 of the book.
أهلا
أهلا وسهلا
أهلا بيك
أهلا بيكي
صباح الخير
صباح النور
مساء الخير
مساء النور
إزيك
إزيك
اسمك ايه؟
اسمك ايه؟
اسمي شريف
انا من لندن
انا مهندس
مع السلامة
اشوفك امتى؟
اشوفك امتى؟
To start with asking someone, how are you? There are two words to a woman, ازيك. It ends in ik.
ازيك.
To a man, ازيك. It ends in ak.
ازيك.
Again.
ازيك. ازيك.
If you're fine, the answer is كويسة. If you are a woman.
And كويس if you're a man.
أنا كويسة or just كويسة.
أنا كويس or just كويس.
There's another expression we use and it's long. It means praise be to God. Here it is. الحمد لله.
الحمد لله.
Say it. الحمد لله.
You can say either كويسة or الحمد لله or both. So, أمال؟
أيوة.
إزيك؟
أنا كويسة.
Or؟
أنا كويسة الحمد لله.
Or؟
الحمد لله كويسة.
Or just؟
الحمد لله.
Which is enough on its own. حسن.
أيوة.
إزيك؟
أنا كويس.
Or؟
الحمد لله أنا كويس.
Or just؟
الحمد لله.
Here is a recording from Cairo. Two girls meet in the street. One of them is called Nahed. Can you understand it?
Ah, Nahed, ازيك؟
الحمد لله كويسة وانت ازيك؟
أنا كويسة الحمد لله.
And again?
Ah, Nahed, ازيك؟
الحمد لله كويسة وانت ازيك؟
أنا كويسة الحمد لله.
Now there are two words for saying you. To a woman, انتي.
To a man, انت.
Again, انتي.
انت.
So to ask and you, say وانتي to a woman.
And وانت to a man.
And to say how are you to a man, وانت ازيك.
To a woman, وانت ازيك.
Try some questions. And this question is Afaf talking to a man or a woman.
Ah, ازيك.
To a man, ازيك. How do you say fine if you are a woman?
كويسة.
And if you're a man?
كويس.
How do you say I am fine if you're a man?
أنا كويس.
How do you say praise be to God?
الحمد لله.
الحمد لله.
الحمد لله.
ناهد ازيك؟
الحمد لله كويسة وانت ازيك؟
انا كويسة الحمد لله.
So you can now say who you are, how you are, and ask someone else how they are in Arabic.
Saying good morning, it's صباح الخير.
صباح الخير.
The answer to that is صباح النور.
صباح النور.
صباح الخير.
صباح النور.
صباح الخير يا حسن.
صباح النور يا عفيف.
That's another thing we often say yeah in front of someone's name.
صباح الخير يا ألن.
صباح النور يا ديفيد. So you should be able to understand this recording from Cairo, even if it's a bit fast. Two boys, one of whom is called Tariq, meet in the street.
Hey, صباح الخير.
صباح النور يا طارق.
ازيك؟ الحمد لله كويس. وازيك انت؟
الحمد لله كويس.
Here it is again, slowly.
Hey, صباح الخير.
صباح النور يا طارق. ازيك؟
الحمد لله كويس. وازيك انت؟
الحمد لله كويس.
هي صباح الخير.
صباح النور يا طارق.
ازيك؟ الحمد لله كويس. وازيك انت؟
الحمد لله كويس.
And here's how to say good afternoon. مساء الخير.
And the answer, مساء النور.
مساء الخير.
مساء النور.
Here are two friends, both boys, meeting in the afternoon. One is Tariq, the other is Moody.
Hey, مساء الخير.
مساء النور.
ازيك يا مودي؟
ازيك انت؟
الحمد لله كويس. وانت؟
الحمد لله كويس.
So you can now say good morning and reply, and good afternoon and reply.
The word ismi means my name.
Ismik means your name to a woman.
Ismak means your name to a man. And the word for what is a. So, ismak e or ismik e.
Ismak e.
Ismi mamduh.
Winti ismik e.
Ismi afif. And to say hello to someone at any time of day, we say ahlan.
Ahlan. It's got an H before an L, which is unusual for English speakers.
Here are two students meeting for the first time. See if you can catch the answer to ahlan.
Ahlan.
Ahlan bik.
Enti ismik eh?
Ana ismi Ines. Winta.
Ismi Mu'anis.
Ahlan.
Ahlan bik. That's the answer if you are talking to a man.
Ahlan.
Ahlan biki. That's the answer if you're talking to a woman.
So here is a quick summary. To say your name,
ismi Hassan.
To ask someone else their name,
ismak e. To a man, ismik e. To a woman,
to ask how are you,
ازيك. To a man, ازيك. To a woman,
to ask and you,
وانت. To a man, وانتي. To a woman.
Fine.
كويس.
كويسة.
Add praise be to God if you like.
كويس. الحمد لله.
Lastly, hello at any time of day.
Ahlan.
And the answer?
Ahlan biki. Or
Ahlan bik.
Ahlan.
Ahlan bik.
Enti ismik eh?
Ana ismi Ines, wenta?
Ismi Mu'anis.
So, you can now have a short conversation in Arabic.
Saying where you're from, the main word is min. It means from.
Ana min London.
Ana min Masr.
The word Masr, by the way, means Egypt, but we Egyptians often use it to mean just Cairo. The formal name for Cairo is longer. Al-Qahira.
Ana min al-Qahira.
And to ask someone where they're from, the question word is minin. One word meaning where from.
Inta minin, to a man.
Or inti minin, to a woman.
Here are two more students meeting. The boy is called Sharif, the girl Sana.
اسمك ايه؟
اسمي شريف. وانت اسمك ايه؟
انا اسمي سناء.
انت منين يا سناء؟
انا من هنا من مصر. وانت منين؟
انا من بورسعيد.
اهلا وسهلا.
اهلا بيكي.
انت منين يا سناء؟
انا من هنا. I'm from here.
Where was the boy from?
من بورسعيد. From port side.
She said to him, nice to meet you. Here is the phrase.
Ahlan wa sahlan. It means hello, welcome, nice to meet you. Ahlan wa sahlan.
He said to her,
Ahlan biki.
Ismak eh?
Ismi Sharif. Wa enti ismik eh?
Ana ismi Sana.
Enti minin ya Sana?
Ana min hena min Masr. وانت منين؟
أنا من بورسعيد.
أهلا وسهلا.
أهلا بيكي.
So now you can ask someone where they're from and say where you're from.
Here are a group of people from different parts of the Arab world. We recorded them in Cairo. See if you've got any idea where they're from.
مساء الخير.
مساء النور.
أنت منين من فضلك؟
أنا من السودان. من الخرطوم.
أنا من الصومال.
أنا من السعودية.
أنا من القاهرة.
أنا من أسوان.
أنا من نوبة.
أنا من السودان. من الخرطوم. From Sudan. From Khartoum.
أنا من الصومال. From Somalia.
أنا من القاهرة. From Cairo.
أنا من السعودية. From Saudi Arabia.
أنا من أسوان. From Aswan. In southern Egypt. Beautiful place.
أنا من نوبة. From Nubia. On the borders between Egypt and Sudan. Another beautiful place.
مساء الخير.
مساء النور.
أنت منين من فضلك؟
أنا من السودان. من الخرطوم.
أنا من الصومال.
أنا من السعودية.
أنا من القاهرة.
أنا من أسوان.
أنا من نوبة.
Saying what you do for a living is very easy in Arabic. Just say Ana plus the name of your job. We've given a list of possible jobs on page 20 of the book. Turn off the cassette and have a look now.
Here are two men saying their jobs.
أنا مهندس. وأنت؟
أنا مدير بنك.
مهندس, an engineer.
مدير بنك, a bank manager.
For women, the name of a job often ends in an A.
أنا مدرسة. وإنتي؟
أنا دكتورة.
أنا مدرسة. I am a teacher.
أنا دكتورة. I am a doctor. And if you should meet someone who does the same job as you, you can add the word كمان, which means as well.
كمان. Here are two students.
أنا طالب وأنت؟
أنا طالب كمان.
Now listen to all those six people saying their jobs.
أنا مهندس وأنت؟
أنا مدير بنك.
أنا مدرسة وأنت؟
أنا دكتورة.
أنا طالب وأنت؟
أنا طالب كمان.
One of the most widespread jobs of all is housewife. Here's how you say it.
أنا ست بيت.
So, using our list in the book, you should now be able to say your occupation in Arabic.
Here is the last main point for this unit. Arranging to meet someone again.
I'll see you to a man is أشوفك.
To a woman, it's أشوفك.
When is إمتى? With an M. إمتى. Don't confuse it with إنت.
So, when will I see you? أشوفك إمتى to a man.
أشوفك إمتى to a woman.
And tomorrow is بكرة.
بكرة.
See you tomorrow. أشوفك بكرة if I am talking to a man.
أشوفك بكرة if I am talking to a woman.
إن شاء الله.
إن شاء الله. That's an expression we nearly always use when we are referring to future plans. It means God willing.
إن شاء الله.
Here are two women arranging to meet tomorrow. See if you can work out where they'll meet.
أشوفك إمتى؟
أشوفك بكرة إن شاء الله.
بكرة هنا؟
أيوة هنا.
مع السلامة.
مع السلامة.
Where will they meet?
هنا. Here.
إن شاء الله. God willing.
And here is how we say goodbye. It's a fairly long expression.
مع السلامة. Two words really. With peace. مع with that unusual sound in the middle. We show it in the book with an Arabic letter. مع
السلامة.
مع السلامة.
مع السلامة.
أشوفك إمتى؟
أشوفك بكرة إن شاء الله.
بكرة هنا؟
أيوة هنا.
مع السلامة.
مع السلامة.
That's the end of the teaching for Unit 1. In a few moments, we'll give you the answers to the exercises in the book, and there will be some spoken exercises for you to do as well.
Inshallah.
Now here are spoken answers to the exercises in this chapter of the book.
Number 1. أنا من إنجلترا.
اسمي جون.
Number 2. أنا من مصر. Or أنا من القاهرة.
اسمي طارق.
Number 3. In the afternoon or evening.
In the morning.
At any time of day.
Number 4. مساء النور.
صباح النور.
أهلا بيك. Or أهلا بيكي. To a woman.
Number 5. أهلا وسهلا. اسمك إيه؟
إنت منين؟
Number 6. أهلا وسهلا. اسمك إيه؟
إنت منين؟
Number 7. صباح الخير يا مؤنس.
إزيك؟
أشوفك إمتى؟
إن شاء الله.
Now turn off the cassette and study the additional vocabulary on page 19 and the names of Arab countries on page 4. Now see if you can understand these conversations.
أهلا وسهلا.
أهلا بيك.
أنت منين؟
أنا من الأردن. وأنت؟
أنا من تونس.
Where was she from? الأردن. Jordan.
And where was he from? Tunis. Tunisia. Listen to these two men meeting. Where is the second man from? And what is his job?
صباح الخير.
صباح النور.
أنت منين؟
أنا من الكويت.
أنت راجل أعمال؟
لا، أنا دكتور.
Where was the second man from? الكويت. كويت. And what's his job? دكتور. A doctor. Here are a man and a woman talking about somebody else.
مؤنس من القاهرة.
لا، هو من أسوان.
هو مهندس.
لا، هو طالب.
Where is مؤنس from? أسوان. أسوان. What does he do? طالب. Student.
To finish this unit, say the following things in Arabic.
How would you say he's from America? هو من أمريكا.
She's from Britain. هي من بريطانيا.
I am from Saudi Arabia. أنا من السعودية.
I am from London. أنا من لندن.
I am from here. أنا من هنا.
Ask someone where he's from. أنت منين؟
Now say, how are you to a woman? إزيك؟
How are you to a man? إزيك؟
He's a doctor. هو دكتور.
He's a teacher and she's a student. هو مدرس وهي طالبة.
And to finish with, say, praise be to God. الحمد لله.
And God willing. Insha'Allah.
And goodbye. Ma'a salama.
That's all for this unit. Ma'a salama.
Ma'a salama.
Get by in Arabic, Unit 2. أهلا.
أهلا وسهلا.
أنا ممدوح.
أنا أمال.
أنا عفاف.
أنا حسن.
This unit is about ordering food and drink.
A tea or a coffee.
A sandwich.
A snack.
Or a full meal of delicious Middle Eastern food.
And we start with the key expressions for this unit. If you want to look, they are on page 22.
فيها عصير؟
ما فيش بيرة هنا.
عندك ايه؟ To a man.
عندك ايه؟ To a woman.
الحساب من فضلك.
انا عاوز if you're a man.
انا عاوزة if you're a woman.
اديني.
تشرب ايه؟ Talking to a man.
تشربي ايه؟ Talking to a woman.
شكرا.
عفوا. العفو.
Getting something to drink. Waiters or friends will ask you if you're a man.
تشرب ايه.
And if you're a woman.
تشربي ايه.
ايه means what. تشرب or تشربي means are you drinking?
Try them. تشرب A.
تشربي A.
Now, here are the names of the two most popular hot drinks. We'll say each twice.
شاي شاي تي
قهوة قهوة كوفي.
To say I'm having when you're choosing a drink, it's أشرب.
أشرب.
أشرب. Here's Tariq in a cafe in Cairo. What does he drink?
تشرب إيه؟
أشرب شاي.
حاضر.
شكرا.
Listen again.
تشرب إيه؟
أشرب شاي.
حاضر.
شكرا.
What does he drink?
شاي تي.
When you give your order, the waiter will normally say حاضر.
حاضر, it means straight away.
And you should say thanks. شكرا.
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 تشرب ايه؟
اشرب شاي.
حاضر.
شكرا.
Now here's Zainab in a cafe. She's a woman. So the waiter is going to ask
تشربي ايه؟ تشربي ايه؟
And here is the choice. شاي.
قهوة.
حاجة ساعة. That is something cold. And it's got one of those glottal stops in it. حاجة ساعة.
Here's the choice again.
شاي ولا قهوة ولا حاجة ساعة.
And here's Zainab in the cafe.
تشربي ايه؟
عندك ايه؟
شاي ولا قهوة ولا حاجة ساعة؟
قهوة مزبوط من فضلك.
حاضر.
In the Middle East, coffee drinking is an art. Most people drink Turkish-style coffee served in a small brass or copper container on a tray with a glass of water.
You might want to specify plain, that is, with no sugar.
قهوة سادة. قهوة سادة.
But some people drink it with medium sugar.
قهوة مزبوط. قهوة مزبوط.
What did Zainab have?
تشربي ايه؟
عندك ايه؟
شاي ولا قهوة ولا حاجة ساعة؟
قهوة مزبوط من فضلك.
حاضر.
What did Zainab have?
قهوة مزبوط. Coffee with medium sugar.
Did you notice how she said please? To a man you say من فضلك.
To a woman you say من فضلك. Try them. To a man, من فضلك.
To a woman, من فضلك.
تشربي ايه؟
عندك ايه؟
شاي ولا قهوة ولا حاجة ساعة؟
قهوة مزبوط من فضلك.
حاضر.
And now we are going to count from 1 to 3.
واحد اتنين ثلاثة.
واحد
اثنين
ثلاثة. Here is Tara in a cafe in the old bazaar in Cairo called Khalil Khalili. He's with two friends. See if you can catch what they want to drink.
صباح الخير. أي خدمة؟
صباح النور. اديني اتنين قهوة واحد شاي.
اتنين قهوة واحد شاي.
حاضر. وشيشة من فضلك.
Listen again. They have two of one thing and one of something else.
صباح الخير. اي خدمة؟
صباح النور. اديني اتنين قهوة واحد شاي.
اتنين قهوة واحد شاي.
وشيشة من فضلك.
What did he order?
Two coffees. اتنين قهوة.
And one tea. واحد شاي.
Another way of ordering something is to say to the waiter, اديني. Give me.
اديني.
طارق asked for something else.
Shisha. It's a water pipe or happy bubble, very popular in street cafes, if not in top international hotels.
One other thing. The waiter said, أي خدمة, which means any service.
صباح الخير. أي خدمة؟
صباح النور. اديني اتنين قهوة واحد شاي.
اتنين قهوة واحد شاي.
حاضر. وشيشة من فضلك.
So you can now order a coffee or a tea.
Or a hubble bubble if you want one.
Here's a quick quiz. Is Hassan talking to a man or a woman?
تشربي إيه؟
It's a woman. He said تشربي إيه. What would he have said to a man?
تشرب إيه.
Now, what are you being offered by this waiter?
قهوة ولا شاي؟
Coffee or tea. And what is this hostess offering?
شاي ولا حاجة ساعة؟
Tea or something cool.
How do you say please to a man? من فضلك.
And how do you say thank you to anyone? شكرا.
Sometimes you might want to ask what they've got. The way to say have you got is عندك to a man and عندك to a woman.
Say them twice. عندك عندك
عندك عندك
And beer is بيرة.
So how would you ask a waiter, have you got any beer, please?
عندك بيرة من فضلك.
What would you say to a waitress?
عندك بيرة من فضلك.
The reason you ask at all is that alcohol is not available everywhere in Arab countries. And in some places it's not available at all.
Now he started in a cafe in Cairo. He doesn't know whether they have beer and they are speaking rather fast.
عندك بيرة من فضلك؟
ما فيش بيرة هنا بي.
شكرا.
العفو.
Listen to that again.
عندك بيرة من فضلك؟
مفيش بيرة هنا يا بي.
شكرا.
العفو يا بي.
عندك بيرة من فضلك؟
مفيش بيرة هنا.
The word for there is فيه. فيه.
The word for there isn't is مفيش. مفيش.
مفيش بيرة هنا يا بي. There is no beer here. Yabi, sir.
Shukran. Thank you.
There are several ways of saying don't mention it. The two that you are most likely to hear are
Afwan
and Ilafw.
Afwan.
Ilafw.
عندك بيرة من فضلك؟
ما فيش بيرة هنا بي.
شكرًا.
العفو.
So, Tariq tried somewhere else.
Same question. عندك بيرة.
This time he's in luck. أيوة yes عندي that's how you say I have عندي
listen and work out how many beers he orders
عندك بيرة؟
أيوة عندي بيرة
اديني ثلاثة بيرة من فضلك
حاضر
الحساب من فضلك
أيوة
How many beers did he order?
ثلاثة What's that in English? Three
He asked for something else
الحساب The bill You say it الحساب
الحساب من فضلك because he's talking to a man
عندك بيرة؟
أيوة عندي بيرة
اديني ثلاثة بيرة من فضلك
حاضر
الحساب من فضلك
أيوة
So you can now ask in a cafe if they've got something
Here is another quick quiz.
What does edini mean? Edini. Give me.
Am I talking to a man or a woman? عندك. To a woman. I said عندك.
Try ordering the following. Two coffees. اثنين قهوة.
Three teas. ثلاثة شاي.
Two beers. اثنين بيرة.
How do you say please to a man? من فضلك.
What's the word for yes? أيوة.
And what does this phrase mean? مفيش بيرة هنا. Listen again. مفيش بيرة هنا. There is no beer here.
In Egypt and in all Arab countries, we drink a lot of fruit juice. The word for juice is asir. It's got that thick S in it. Here are some types of juice. Say them after us.
Orange juice. Asir burtuan. Asir burtuan.
Guava juice. Delicious. عصير جوافة عصير جوافة
مانجو جوس عصير مانجا عصير مانجا
ستروبري جوس عصير فراولة عصير فراولة
ليمون جوس عصير ليمون عصير ليمون
You've got to guess this one عصير جريب فروت جريب فروت جوس
Try saying the words for orange It's got a thick T and a glottal stop برتقان
برتقان
And here's how to ask What juice have you got? Three words You know them all
عندك عصير إيه؟ Literally, do you have juice what?
عندك عصير إيه؟ Unit 2 continues on the other side of the cassette